This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Joy 94.9. Society with Ginny Cat, Marty and Ginny, the show that forgets to press buttons and tell people that they're actually on it.
Thanks.
I think we press a lot of buttons.
We press a lot of buttons, just not the right ones to put us to wear.
No, it's entirely professional. What do you mean?
Absolutely. We're all like
all planned.
Pro. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Divine planning. We're just going through... spreading depressivity here on the airways. We're actually writing each other gift lists. Now, Pavani and Kitty Cat have done theirs. Do you guys want to hear yours?
Yes,
please.
Fun size Kitty Cat. Now, I got you. Now, this is a very personalised list I've made you both. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, like, we've got the Diddy account. You know, you could go all the way. Or you can go, you know, very niche and very, you know, special. So for you, fun size.
Yes.
I've got you a lifetime supply of protein powder.
Done.
Which, you know, you need for your training and your crazy
day.
Dance.
Yeah.
Another thing I got you. Now, before we're talking about this particular trampoline park that I work at outside of Joy.
Yes.
And they have this program for people... under the height of 110 centimetres.
What are you trying to say? Hello?
I got you a mini bounce program.
Because I'm small?
Because you're 5'2". Yeah. One thing I got for you too also, which I think you require given our coffee catch-ups and given what you've been attracting lately too. Bandino repellent.
Done. I will wear that daily.
You need
Does it smell
that.
Good though?
It smells good for you, not so good for the bandino.
For them. Yeah, awesome, yeah. Awesome. So I don't have to pick my nose.
No, you don't. Awesome. That's always a good thing for a DJ,
or,
you know.
Or talk about rashes or pus.
No,
nothing.
You don't have to do anything disgusting to repel people. This set does it all for you.
I like it. You're looking after me.
Of course.
Security and without security.
Exactly. So you can go anywhere, anytime, and you know, I got you. Another thing I think you need, food scents. When you go on your crazy detoxes, you need like a spray that smells of like, I don't know, pizza. Oh, I've had pizza. You know, that invokes the memory.
Yeah.
I think you need that.
It might just tempt me more though.
I didn't think about it that way. But
you could spray the food, the detox food, with the scent. So it smells like pizza as you're eating your green juice.
She knows what crap I'm having. Can anything mask that awful taste?
33 minutes ago, she already knows what you're eating. That's the extent of your union. And I think number one, I know you're a woman of fine footwear.
Can I just say, this is a lot of presents. I'm feeling really overwhelmed.
Very generous.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say thanks to
Thank
PD.
You. I only gave you three.
Three's the generosity.
Not meeting the man before, probably not heard any of his tracks. Let's just thank you.
Props.
Lifetime supply of shoes.
Oh.
There you go. Because you need that.
Yeah. And I love runners, love high tops, love high heels. That's about it.
And I think your boyfriend, Joy Sofo, the other half of Her Society's music director team, is probably going, thank you. He can spend his pay on something else now.
He's probably thinking, you don't get any more of those 6-inch ones. Because then I am taller.
They both are a fun sized couple, let's just say. Now, Pavani, I got you 5 presents as well. Now, I got you a performance on stage with Sarita. I thought you two could duet together.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, well, I love you too.
Thank you.
And is that the belly dancer?
No. No, she's a singer.
We wish she could belly dance. That would just add to the allure.
She probably can belly dance.
There's a Sarita that belly dances and she's bang.
Is she got dreads?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, just black hair.
Right. Well, there we go. We both know a Sarita. That's something in common. I think you'll need this particular gift in the coming months, an entourage manager.
Because,
you know, because people just take photos of Pavati singing. Pavati's got a hand up. It's like saying no photos, please. You know, VIP photos in 5 minutes, please. She's going to need an entourage manager to do that for her.
Okay.
I reckon.
See this.
I want to know who the entourage manager
is. You can pick it.
Oh, cool.
You know, it could be a Max Martin or a Michael Jackson singer. I don't know. You
a
pick.
Michael Jackson singer?
A Michael Jackson, songwriter was what I was
right,
about to say.
Okay.
So, you know, you pick your entourage manager. It's P. Diddy's account. It's on him.
Maybe it's P. Diddy.
Maybe. Oh, he'd be a good entourage manager. Can you imagine
so
the drinks?
He's really tall, isn't he?
Is he?
Is he tall and buff?
He's
No? I don't know.
No one knows anything about him.
He's not that buff.
He's not buff, no.
And who was he dating, J-Lo?
He was dating J-Lo.
And she's not that tall, right? You saw her.
No, she's not that tall.
Right, okay.
And he's a little bit taller than her. Mm. So all the people out there in Radioland, you have no idea whether he's tall or not. We haven't been able to answer that.
No.
We just sort of dodged around it, but I'm going to admit it, we don't know.
We're imparting wisdom.
We're here to spend his money.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all we're here for. Third gift I'm going to get you, the latest Gautier CD that's not released yet. There you go. First
I love
copy.
Gautier too. Exactly. He was beautiful last week.
Was
week
he?
Before. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard he had a really lovely. Rocking concert. Because it's true that he wrote his first album in his room, didn't he?
In his bedroom, yeah.
Amazing.
Recorded it in his bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
But it was a really, he has such a sweet voice, you know, and it was just really beautiful to be sitting outside and watching the clouds go over because we're too far away to actually see him.
Yeah.
But just watching the sky move around while he performed, it was fantastic.
Where was that?
Maya Music Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Would have been
and
awesome.
It was good weather?
It was fantastic weather.
And can you pack your own picnic?
You can. You just can't take glass and alcohol. Yeah. Well, you can take alcohol. You just can't take glass.
That's
but they have
hard.
A bar there.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can take a plastic bottle of...
Maybe your entourage dude could go and get you your drinks.
Yeah. That's exactly... Yeah. Oh.
And he'd be like, move away, people. Move away.
Move away. Providers get drinks for providers.
Yeah. No, I think they just part. They just pass. They just part automatically.
So I think we'd call him Moses.
Moses can be your entourage manager. How cool would that be with his little staff? And the beard. Oh, you know, you would move out away for a man with a beard. Like, he's coming through.
And a staff. And a caftan. Sorry, Moses.
Love you, Moses.
Please forgive me, anyone who was offended by that.
Well, fourth gift I would get you, an animal-friendly organic makeup lip gloss and body butter. Yeah, because I know you're into protecting the animals and, you know, batting for them and giving them a voice too. So I thought you could be your high roller self.
Thank you, beautiful.
Being
and
animal
still look glamorous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a way to do it. And this thing is definitely from the PDD account because I don't think I've ever seen one nor afford one. Christelle Champagne. Definitely PDD.
Do you like a bubble every now and again?
Yeah, you are a bit of a high roller, Pima. LP son, should I say? This is Her Society with Ginny, Kitty Cat and Pavati coming to you live on Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Ginny.
You're welcome.
Love our presents.
We do.
So glad.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone out there. If you want to text through 0427-JOY-949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. This is Her Society. Joy 94.9. This is Her Society with Ginny, Kitty Cat and Pavati. Spreading the Christmas cheer here on today's show. It's our last show for 2012. So if you want to text through 0427-JOY-949 or you can email on air at joy.org.au. Go text through from Sarah from Noble Park. She says, hello, Joy. Love the songs. I am singing the song. Fantastic, Sarah. I should turn your mics on, guys.
Yeah, turn my mic on. Yay.
Hey, all you is back on. Yay.
Hey, Ginny, can I give a shout out to my mum and my Lola in Perth who are actually listening to my first time?
Mama Fun Size.
Well, it's not my first time. It's their
first time
listening. Yeah. Hi, guys.
They're all listening
Kitty Cat's family.
Listening in Perth.
So it's like 3 o'clock there.
3:47:04.
Precisely. Let's give him a time call. I think that's the first Perth person we've had on Her Society.
And there's two of them.
There's two Perth people. We've
and
doubled our listenership in Perth already.
They're singing all of the carols along with us
really?
Today.
I hear they're a bit astute in singing.
They are. Church choir all the way.
Really? Mm. Did you go to? Were you in a choir when you were little?
Yes.
Did you wear a robe?
Our high school choir and our primary school choir.
Really?
Of course. I love choirs.
Aww. Choirs are fun.
Mm. Well, us three Fs, I was in a choir too, but I didn't go for my musical talent. I went because our music teacher was cute. But, you know.
You went to socialise.
No, our music teacher seriously was cute.
So you went to Perth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, let's not hold back there, Pavati. Yeah,
you were just miming, weren't you, the whole time you were there?
No, she made me audition. I'm like,
I was going to say that.
No, she didn't. No, she did make me audition. So I got through.
Do you remember your audition song?
No.
Did it make you more nervous because she was hot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since then, I have not sung in front of any beautiful women.
Oh, that's a challenge for when we get a Pussycat doll on the show.
Oh, she might. Oh, I can sing one of her songs. That's cool.
To her. Oh, that's huge.
That would might huge or
that's
insulting.
Brave. Courageous.
We'll see how she takes
either
it.
Either really courageous or really stupid.
We'll see what happens.
Either way, she'll love it.
I think so.
It's a dedication, right?
It is a dedication.
Good or bad, it's a good dedication.
Exactly. And we'll find out Jan 12th when we actually come back on air on Her Society. It'll be me, Kitty Cat, and Jessica Sutter from the Pussycat Dolls.
I want to see that.
Yeah. What, me singing to her?
Yeah.
Or her face? We're going to video it.
We have to do this. Let's agree now. Everybody on the air, you've heard us, that Ginny sings.
Okay, can I make up my own words to her song?
Oh, you can do what you
her
like.
Her song's called Show Me. This is going to be so much fun. Stuff I can do with this song.
Let's do it.
All right. And the other one she's got out is called I Wanna Be Bad. She's not really helping me out, is she?
No.
It's going to be interesting. Jan 12, 2030. We'll be coming back with, me, the Pussycat Doll, Kitty Cat, Parvati. You can join us too if you're in town.
Excellent.
Oh, fantastic. This is going to be awesome. Can you imagine?
I'm looking forward to your remix. Your remix of her track and her listening to it. And we're going to get it on camera for all of you to see.
Yeah. She may not come back to Australia again.
I think she's going to say, let's hook this up. Let's get you on stage with me.
No.
That's where I'm putting it.
Oh, that's where you're putting it.
And if not for your singing, for your dance moves.
My dance
moves. Teach me how to dougie. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Okay. Yes, I was taught how to dougie by this new hip-hop crew that was out in town. And let's just say my dougie didn't hurt anyone, but it was close to.
It was so cute.
Look, the dougie involves your hands going over your head and, you know, you rocking from side to side. Now, we were in a very tight space when I did this dougie. I had my cap onto the side just to add to the gangster groove. The only groove about that dance was actually the hat. <That's all.
laughs> It was entertaining, though.
I had a t-shirt that had swag on it to, you know, add to the swagger look.
It was more about the outfit than the moves. Yeah,
absolutely.
Any of this committed to video?
Yes.
Yes. It hasn't been released yet. We've delayed the release due to technical...
due to freedom of choice.
Due to democracy. Yeah, that's what... This is Her Society with Kitty Cat, Ginny and Parvati. Coming to you live on Joy 94.9. Let's hear a bit of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
Always love the underdog. You know? Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny Parvati and Kitty Cat. Coming to you live on Joy 94.9 and all over the world by joy.org.au. Getting into the Christmas festivity on today's show. It is our last show for 2012. So if you want to holler at us, 0427-JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Merry Christmas to Sarah from Noble Park, who's text through as well. Getting into the festivity. And because we are talking about the festivity and giving each other gift lists and stuff like that, we got Christmas stories. Kitty Cat.
I do have a Christmas story, actually. The other night was a night off and I was at home watching one of my favourite shows from, I think it was the 90s, Frasier.
Yep.
I don't know anybody else that likes it other than Ginny.
Frasier.
Frasier's
cool.
Yay! See why we're BFFs now? Yeah. So I was watching that and it was the Christmas episode and they were opening Christmas presents before Christmas and they said, oh, we'll just do one. And then two. Make it even. Everybody open one more, then one more. And then all the presents were gone.
Yeah.
So I was watching this show with my niece who's 6. And this idea came into her head and she said to me, you know, under that Christmas tree there, is there any presents for me? I'm like, of course there's presents for you. And her whole thing for the rest of the night was, well, you know on that show they open the presents before Christmas. I said, yeah, but we don't do that here or Santa doesn't come.
Yeah.
Because you lie to children.
Yeah.
You lie and you bribe. And
that's how you raise children. Children of the future.
Yeah. And she was set on it. She's like, I really want to open something, please. And I folded, and I said, okay, you can open the dog's present. Because the dog's got paws, it can't do it anyway.
Fair compromise.
She opened that. I thought, okay, she'll be satisfied. She wasn't. She wasn't satisfied with opening the dog's present. She even got to throw the present out the window to the dogs. Still not satisfied. So it was, come on, let me open something. No. I did not back down. I was really proud of myself. And then she stayed over. She came into my room and she said, oh, I have a present for you. And I said, well, let's wait till Christmas Day and I'll open it then. No, it's not a Christmas present. It's just a present. I said, but I want something to open on Christmas Day. And she said, no, I got you something else. This is a 6-year-old. I don't know. Has she got a PDD account as well?
I'm probably subscribed.
So she brings in this present and it's got Christmas wrapping. I'm like, but it's got Christmas wrapping. Yeah. And she said, no, it's not a Christmas present. I promise I have something else for you. So she opens it.
She opens it for you on your behalf. Yo, I got this. Just chill, auntie. I've got this.
It's all about opening the present, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they care so much what's inside, but more the present.
Yeah.
So she opened it and it was a beautiful scrapbook, which was a compilation of her entire first year of school. So it was the best present.
Yeah.
But it was a Christmas present. So she tricked me, this sneaky little six-year-old. I know, I got owned.
You got punked.
And then she said, well, since you've opened a present.
No!
Can I open one?
Oh, how sneaky.
A forward planner, I like it.
She is so clever.
She's very clever. You better be careful when she gets to her ages where she can.
She's six. Imagine what she can do at 10.
What
am I going to be talked into?
I'm 15. Can I go clubbing, auntie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, when she's 15. Yeah, you're like, yeah, sure. Dude, I got you. I'll be DJing there.
I could keep an eye on you. As long as you come to a club I'm at.
Yeah, yes. That's all good. It's all good. Oh, so interesting. That seems like a very cheeky Christmas you got coming up, though.
I've wrapped. Do you know what? I was very organised. 3 weeks ago, every single present for every single niece, nephew, everybody,
yeah,
wrapped and under the tree.
Really?
Wow. Except for 4 gifts, I'll be shopping on Monday.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'll be shopping tonight. You and I are on the same wavelength, clearly. Last minute shopping is going to be our friend.
Absolutely.
I can't believe how many people have left it to the last minute.
It's been a busy year, I feel, anyway.
I hate
the
energy.
I think everyone was just waiting to see what happened yesterday before they got on the show.
Might save some money.
Yeah.
Well, then.
To go through with the end of the world with, hey, I got all this money.
To go nowhere.
Exactly. That's really interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to massaging my Auntie Mercy's feet. I wonder how much she'll pay each niece and nephew now. Now, she's got 33 to pick from this year.
Yeah. 33. It was a dollar.
Yeah, it was the dollar rate has stayed since I was six.
It's not
so
go
for 21
up.
Years, it's been a dollar. No inflation, no tax, just a dollar.
It's
flat rate. We'll see if she'll up it.
I think you're worth more.
I think so too.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get a gingerbread.
And tell us, what kind of feet are they?
Oh,
Are they as beautiful as kitty cats and mine, which are freshly pedicured?
We should so put a photo up.
You want me to put a photo up of Auntie Mercy's feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's for... It's more for radio.
Okay.
Those feet are for radio. Yours are for TV. No, I think she's... You know, she's worked very hard. She's been a nurse for, I think, 50, 60 years. So she's 75. Amen. She's really, really fit for her age. But because she's been on her feet, they're probably not the best looked after feet in that sense. So to massage them's a treat.
It's
something
love.
You look forward to.
Absolutely. That's what I think every niece. It's just a tradition now, like massaging Auntie Mercy's feet. You know, you eat chicken, let's go massage her feet now. You know, it's just like it's part of the lineup of Christmas
and it's
dinner.
Family bonding. It's something that you and all your cousins share is that pain.
And no
Absolutely.
One escapes the pain.
No yeah. one escapes. We all get it's everyone's face when they're massaging their feet. It's like, who's next? Like, seriously.
Like, taking her hand over yeah, to
and like, like tag each other.
Yeah, yeah, like, Shanali, your turn. Pauline, your turn. Anurali, your turn. And by the time you say their name, it's like 5 minutes gone because it's so bloody long. So it is a bit like that. Oh my God, we've come to the end of the show. Can
no,
you believe it?
No.
It's just fine.
We just started.
I know, we've
only just met.
Let's get it to our slot.
Yeah. I think we'll need that for next year. Well, we'll be back next year, January 12th. Put it in your calendars. Three of us will be back with Jessica Sutter, the Pussycat Doll, where I'll be singing. And Kitty Cat and Pavati will be duetting with me. Throw
we'll,
that in there.
No, we'll be clapping.
You'll be clapping?
Yeah, like, go Jenny, go Jenny, go, go,
And
go,
I expect you guys to be my backup dancers.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're going to form a trio that's going to like, take
I'll your... even learn a routine for this.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
This is going to be Destiny's Child. Like, the mix. This is going to be awesome. And we can be called Destiny's Child too, you know. This will be awesome.
You had to see that burst of laughter. Yeah, not likely.
This has been Nerd Society with Kitty Cat, Pavati and Ginny. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all of the above to yous and your beloved ones, should I say?
Beloveds.
Beloveds. Yeah. Do you girls have to say anything?
Many blessings of peace and joy and happiness to you all.
Fantastic.
In her guru voice.
Yay!
Sending love into the new year and we hope you're back to listen to us next year, 2013.
Yeah. Bring it.
Text us.
Yes, next year text us.
Get involved.
Absolutely. This has been Nerd Society.
No spectators here.
Participants.
That's right.
Yes. Sending you love here from Her Society on Joy 94.9. A Touch of Pink will
Quick
be up.
Fill in that last 15 seconds.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.